You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Commandant Zitko Nathan. The senior officials from Human Rights Watch have called out the Sri Lankan government's continued refusal to address wartime atrocities and ongoing abuses faced by Tamil victims on the 16th anniversary of the Tamil genocide. According to Meenachi Ganguly, Deputy Asia Director of Human Rights Watch, the successive Sri Lankan governments have failed to launch any credible accountability process despite overwhelming evidence gathered by the UN and human rights groups. Ganguly also noted that some Tamils had placed cautious hope in the presidency of Anuradhakumara Dissanayake, which has already faded. Dissanayake has opted to endorse failed mechanisms such as the Office on Missing Persons, the Office for Reparations, and the Office for National Unity and Reconciliation, which have been rejected by many victim families. On Tuesday, May 20, a collapse of a pit wall on a construction site in Blainville, Quebec, killed one worker and injured two others. Multiple vehicles that had been parked near the lip of the pit fell into it as the wall collapsed. Lieutenant Sarah Tusingan of the Blainville Police said an investigation is underway to determine if anyone is criminally at fault for the death. According to the project's coordinator, Cisco Mac's website, Liria was said to feature residential buildings, commercial spaces, and a hotel. On Thursday, May 22nd, the Canada Revenue Agency revealed that it is set to cut up to 280 jobs as part of a larger workforce adjustment. A media spokesperson said in a French language email that the cuts primarily affect internal services and are focused on Ottawa and Gatineau. The media spokesperson adds that the agency's financial challenges are due to the end of funding for temporary programs, government-wide cost-saving initiatives, and a change in operational pressures. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Afro Archives. And happy Pride Month, guys. It's the 1st of June, which means it is Pride Month this month. So whether you're part of the community or an ally, spread some love today and every day this month. So this afternoon, we are going to be listening to some three-step. Not too many songs because three-step songs are quite long. 5 to 7 minutes, but as I always say, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So just chill, enjoy the build up, enjoy the slow down. Three Step is one of the latest movements to sweep South Africa's electronic music landscape. It was pioneered by Tuxin, who was born in Ivory Park, and it emerged during the 2020 lockdowns. It's an experiment combining amapiano, afro house, afro beats, and high life. It really is a combination of all these great African genres. The idea really is to create tension and release. It's called three step because of the three kick drum framework, and it's often characterized by the jazzy horns of high life, the weightless bass of amapiano, the log drums, the ad-libs, the shakers, the kick grooves of Afrotech, and some light-footed percussion and playfulness. So for today, we are going to be listening to Tukutela and Dlala Tuxin, two great producers, to take you through the sounds of three-step. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Se cona, 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 se more. Shout out to Tutsi.
Okay guys, that was Asiene by Tukutela and Sfarzo RT and Muti by Dlala Toxin. Hopefully you guys have a feel for how 3-step sounds now and you're enjoying. Next up, we're gonna listen to Vuka by Oscar Mbo and Tukutela and Sohlala Sisonke by Dlala Toxin. Guys, Oscar Mbo just performed at a festival yesterday in Eswatini called Bushfire, as did Tuxin, another 3-step pioneer, and I'm very jealous of everyone who got to hear them, so I hope everyone who went made the most of it, and let's enjoy their songs today.
La 39e édition du Festival international Mud'Afrique, présenté par TD, vous invite au plus grand rendez-vous des musiques du monde, du 8 au 20 juillet. Pendant 13 jours, Montréal dansera et chantera au rythme d'Afrique, des Antilles et d'Amérique latine. Programmation et billetterie sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Push that button.
How about this one? One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690, 1690
Okay, guys, that was Vuga by Oscar Mbo and Tukutela, and Sohlala Sisonke by Lala Toxin. Guys, I absolutely love that Lala Toxin ad lib. It is so nice, so satisfying. Next up, we are going to be listening to Uzizwa Kanjan by Tukutela, Mahu and Jazz Works, and Amagia by Lala Toxin and Zin Malo. Thank you.
Suoni Pearl Popolo, Initial Shock, and Psychic Ceremony on CJLO presents The Nausea, A Page of Madness on Tuesday, June 24th at La Sala Rosa. Vancouver harsh noise violinist The Nausea will present a new live multi-instrumental score of Tanosuke Kinugasa's 1926 silent film A Page of Madness. The evening will begin with indigenous noise and drone artist Ritual Purification. An artist talk will follow the performances.
Tickets and information can be found on swoneypearlpopolo.org and tune in to CJLO for more features on everything Swoney has to offer.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
That was Uzi's Wakanjan by Jax Works, Mahu and Tukutela, and Amagia by Dlala Toxin, and vocals by Zinumalo. So we are coming to the end, guys. As I said, it was just a few songs, but hopefully you guys have enjoyed the journey that they've carried you through. And for our last round, as always, we are going to have our hit round. So if you have not already guessed, I'm about to tell you. The hits we have for Tukutela is Isaka by 6AM, which has been taking the club scene by a storm. I have heard this so many times now, and I love all the love it's getting. It's a beautiful song. And then a little bit more of a throwback, but still an absolute classic, a three-step essential. We have Iplan by Dlala Toxin, Zaba, and Skies. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode and enjoyed the last two songs.
sebenza uku ngishuta ngemali kodwa masanana ngihlala ngenzi plan ufuni ngoma iyocolezi na
Dala Tutsi
Isaka 6 AM by Tukutela and Eplan by Lala Toxin. Thank you so much guys for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.